In the United States, more details have been released about the fatal siege at a high school in Bailey, Colorado. The gunman, who later killed himself, sexually assaulted some of the girls he held hostage. One girl died during the ordeal. Colorado is no stranger to school shootings. In 1999, 13 people were killed in a high school in Columbine. Jan Switzer is a Colorado-based psychotherapist who 7 years ago worked with several of the Columbine students affected by the attack. She says violence in a school can have many effects on the community.
What it does is, you know, everybody becomes much more closer together. You know, there's probably more openness as far as talking. And within the community itself, you know, people are more apt to be connected with one another just because it's a common tragedy that happens to all of us. You may see the population of people coming to church rising as a result of this. People are going to still question, why did this happen? Why did this happen? And they're going to look for answers, you know, and they may go to the church for that. They may go to therapy for that. They're definitely going to, you know, question, why did this have to happen? And another thing, too, I think that the schools have to look at what kind of safety measures they need to be taking. Do we need to be more of a lockdown school overall, where you have to have metal detectors when you come in the door and things like that? I think all of that takes place. And I think, you know, and there's going to be a lot of anger, too.